I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249. An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460, 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Come.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 o'clock. Single game and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Even though the winter meetings have come to a close, White Sox GM Rick Hahn says they are not finished with their rebuild they began a few days ago.
If we had our druthers, we'd get everything done this week and we'd hit the ground running and start feeling like this process is over and we've moved on to the being ready to contend stage. It was late in the morning that we ultimately decided that the Red Sox package was the one we were going to accept for Chris.
Then they traded Adam Eaton to Washington for prospects in return. The Nationals, by the way, still have some reported interest in closer David Robertson. The Nats, along with the Marlins and Dodgers, are making efforts still for free agent Kenley Jansen as well. Aroldis Chapman has agreed to a 5-year deal with the Yankees, and today the New York Post reports that Chapman had actually been offered more money from Miami, about $1 million more, before he took that $86 million contract from New York. The Cubs have selected lefty pitcher Caleb Smith from the Brewers in the Rule 5 draft today. And the White Sox pick right-handed pitcher Dylan Covey. He comes from the Oakland A's. Basketball, Doug McDermott is coming back from a concussion, and he is hopeful to play tonight for the Bulls. They take on the Spurs. He says he'll be out there. Meanwhile, Brent Seabrook is out for tomorrow's Blackhawks game. When they take on the Rangers, he's got an upper body injury he suffered in the last contest. Jonathan Toews could return from an upper body injury on Sunday. Bears practice today. Eddie Royal, Willie Young, and Mike Adams had to sit out as the Bears and Lions are getting ready to play on Sunday. And we've got Thursday night football on the Score tonight. Our broadcast at 7 as the Raiders take on the Chiefs. This update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. and join Bernstein and Rosner on the road at the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop by Anthony's in Joliet tomorrow, 1 to 6. You can see the guys broadcast live, score Bud Light giveaways, and win Chicago Bulls tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one, two right now. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Scores at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Adam Eaton will go to the Nationals in the deal. Giolito, Dane Dunning, and Reynaldo Lopez. The White Sox rebuild continues for all of his sort of populist style. I don't know if Adam Eaton ever really connected with White Sox fandom.
No, I think the idea of him was much, much better than the actual him. I remember when they first got him. Oh, we got our guy. We got our grindy little leadoff guy. Then people actually had to meet him and deal with him and see him as a teammate.
That part of the clubhouse is getting cleaned out. The redneck Riviera.
The neck area?
Yes, what you used to call the necky guys.
A lot of camouflage being shipped in boxes today.
Yeah.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
You know, we played into mid-October in 2015 and then obviously into November in 2016. You know, we expect to play for a long time again this year.
What about Jed just dropping? Yeah, we got a plan for the 7 month.
That's great.
Yeah,
when you play a month longer than everybody else, you got to run your team a little bit differently. You know how that is.
You guys, 5-6 months is your plan. We're 7.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boars.
How we be do?
Dan Bernstein.
The Cubs have completed their deal. Jorge Soler for their new closer, Wade Miller.
Boars and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That would have been a terrible trade because they already had Wade Miller and he's retired. And he's the problem is that when you say that immediately going to a break, you then have like 6 minutes to let everybody on Twitter and all the texters just pound your ass for being wrong on it.
Oh, Wade Miller? I don't think so, Bernstein. You idiot. You stupid idiot.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, Wade Miller isn't really the guy. It's Wade Davis. It's Wade.
Wade Davis.
It's a different Wade they have, who's certainly better than Wade Miller was, because by the time the Cubs got him, he was bad because he threw across his body and his elbow fell off.
That's Bernstein, Terry Boars along with you. And of course, we're talking baseball, as most people have been in this town. It's a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of it anyway. Because
no, it is. There's no question.
It's still a buzz because the Cubs are still buzzing about and they're still doing things. I really like that move, by the way. I love that closer. I fall in love with closers, particularly one I don't have to sweat every second of every time he's in the game. You know, where you're sitting there just waiting for something to happen. No,
we talked to Isaac Bennett yesterday, and once he went through all the numbers, they're really staggering,
phenomenal.
I mean, they're phenomenal,
phenomenal,
just absolute wipeout numbers from him. Incredible.
Yep.
Some emails here. Joe says, "Great start on an actual plan for Han and the Sox. The biggest issue is a lack of position player talent." Sans Moncada, but it's still the case. Obviously, Han's got more moves to make, more pieces to move, but this will depend on his ability still to draft position players and develop them. It's exciting. I'm excited for Sox fans. As a Cub fan, I look back at the lean years of the plan fondly. I enjoyed following minor league ball and the draft. Admittedly, sure. I'm a baseball nut. Yar. I learned a ton about baseball throughout the process, and I hope that a White Sox fan can be patient, understands that it's got to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better. Otherwise, it won't work. It'll take some luck and some real brilliance from management and your development people. For Sox fans, I hope the organization's cut out for it.
Well, you know, I think that even if – just forget the Cubs for a second. If you hate the Cubs and you don't want to talk about them, because I know some Southsiders who feel that way. Just look at what happened at the trade deadline last year when the Yankees, who had absolutely no prospects in the top 100, nothing, not a thing, not a hope, old, creaky, ancient roster – not doing much, kind of sputtering around in the AL East. Well, now Yankees, you officially been declared kind of screwed. But at any rate, you know, you have nothing. And it even occurred to them, with all the money and everything, to, Are we ever going to have a top 100 prospect again? Are we ever going to have somebody in the farm system that people really are excited about and interested in? And the answer is, two trades later, you have seven of them.
Exactly. Now you've got
seven of them.
You've got names you care about, names you can care about, and nobody can tell you not to. You're not just pretending anymore.
Right. I mean, it's just, don't you get it? I think they do. The Yankees were failing at this. They got, you know, some of the best players of the era out there, and they can't win. They all got old the same damn time and are bad and cranky, although A-Rod became a star. During the playoffs, A-Rod became a bona fide baseball star. I don't know if this is what he wants to do with his life, but he became that. Aside from, you know, being a terrific player, one of the best players ever. But anyway, you know, this is sort of the core of baseball. This is sort of what you should. Yeah, I know the Yankee fans are spoiled, but when you look, and again, let me go back a few years, and I know some of you have a difficult time going back 15 minutes, but if you go back, when the Yankees, the late 2000s, or the late 1990s and 2000s began the run of four World Series championships, that wasn't built upon free agency signings.
Right.
Those were your own damn players, you idiots. Don't you get it? I mean, this is not, and they were starting to get it after a decade of spinning their wheels and just, we're not quite good enough. No, Brian, we're not quite good enough. Thank you for noticing. I mean, and then all of a sudden they just looked around and said, what are we doing? Why are we sitting here just spending millions and millions of dollars on bad bets when we could just do? And there you go. A couple days later, you got seven of the best 100 prospects in baseball. People in New York are excited, as they should be here.
In Hyde Park, Jason is on the score.
Terry, thank you for everything over the last many years. I appreciate it, and hope that you have a good retirement. Dan, I wanted to applaud you for a bold question that you asked Rick Hahn back on Tuesday about the cartoonish characterization of the front office and the differences between himself, Jerry Reinsdorf, and Kenny Williams. And I think that that question underpins what's indicative about this organization over the last 10 to 12 years, this sort of piecing team together. I'm really excited for the Sale and Eaton trades for myriad reasons. Primarily, it's refreshing to finally see the restraints taken off of Rick Hahn and allowing him to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been pretty suspect that over the past 10 to 12 years, Kenny Williams has been sort of looking over the shoulder a little bit and been prodded to do so potentially by Jerry Reinsdorf's wanting and desire to have another championship. And it's just really nice to see that somebody who can get beyond the deep ball philosophy and change the paradigm in that front office, it's just really great and refreshing to see.
Yeah, he always has been there, but he finally won.
He won the war.
He finally, after all this losing and all this spending and everything that they did, it was enough evidence to convince the people with whom he worked that it was time. And maybe it took too long. You can argue that and say, well, what the hell? Why were there all these impediments and all these headwinds? But what he did, it didn't just start now. Because what he did in structuring some of these contracts allowed this to happen. You don't turn Adam Eaton into three prospects unless he is under market value for a while.
Oh, my God. Well, he's a great leader.
Well, I mean, they're going to play him in center field, too. It's just unbelievable.
I know. I just thank you for the call, my friend. Yeah. Well put. I think there's a, you know, and yes, this is a victory for Rick Hahn on a lot of fronts. And I don't necessarily mean victory on the field. I mean, I hope so. But I don't know enough about any of these kids. I know when you got the number one prospect in baseball, not just your idea of someone, everybody's idea of somebody, you're probably in decent shape with at least him. But I would just say that, you know, when you look at what he had to fight just to get the thing started, and then he comes out of the corner like the old Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. He's just whipping your ass. I mean, he's knocking you out with this stuff. I mean, who knew? I mean, I didn't know there was this kind of market for bad. I really didn't, or mediocre. I mean, if that market's been there, and remember, I mentioned Brian Cashman. He didn't have to fight that fight. He didn't want to.
Well, what does it say about Andrew McCutchen that this, you know, one-time MVP-level performer.
He had a bum year.
And a beloved figure.
Oh, loved.
In Pittsburgh nice and elsewhere, and they're trying to move him. His drop-off last year was apparently not being looked at as some kind of outlier. I know he had a thumb issue, but boy, his defense has never been good. But his defense was horrendous last year.
Yeah, he had struggles. Yeah,
terrible. And
they also know that little window they had opened,
yep,
kind of slammed on their fingers.
Yep.
They know that little window because there's a team in your division pretty good. And it kind of got really kind of a quick burst of competency and then back to this. And your best player is going the wrong direction.
And also,
although it looks like he's going to remain a Pirate.
It also looks like your import is a bit of an asshat in Jung Ho Gung. The bad news and bad headlines seem to follow him around, whether here or back in South Korea.
Back in South Korea, yeah.
He's got issues wherever he goes.
Yep.
So you and nice player, obviously, but you say that they spent time trying to time this up and it's not working. A note from Rudy, who says, "I'm with my guy Terry. No complaining about the Sox this year. I do reserve the right to bitch, however, when Hawk Harrelson tells me how good the prospects are due to the one loss records of the minor league
and
teams."
And Lord knows when he goes over minor league games, he can find you prospects.
Says the thing I like about the rebuild is the number of times I've heard high ceiling possible bust described about some of these new prospects, because that's in itself very White Sox. Fine, we'll rebuild, but we're going to swing big. Mm-hmm. Even in their rebuild, there's a level of risk involved.
Yep.
Yeah, well, there always
sure,
is, too, when you start making some of these moves. Come on.
And just checking our minor league affiliates, Charlotte, with that record of 63-49. Yeah. They're in first place by 7
games. Who cares?
Jared Mitchell having a...
Yeah.
Good year down there. Dan
no.
Johnson leads the league in walks with 85.
Probably
ranks good. Second home runs with 23. Charlie Leesman ranks third in ERA at 2.69.
No.
And there's a good way to start. Good speed aboard. He is 15 for 20 in stolen bases. And checking on Birmingham. They're in third place, only 5 games back. Winston-Salem tied for first.
Smoking organization.
This goes to show you. Consider the source.
We do.
Believe me, we do.
Oh, we know. Hey, I know I'm an ass wipe, dude.
You
ain't bringing any news to me.
Yep.
Not breaking any information. Uh-huh. I understand that. But I would just say this, that as you look ahead to this, and you kind of think, and again, if you're that creepy old guy in Bridgeport who's nailed himself to a chair, don't do it.
He was trying to hang a painting, but he actually...
Nailed himself, yeah. Yep. Accident, he screwed it up. But
hey,
don't,
I did it again. Hey, Marge, I did it again.
I'm doing this public service for you and the new me. And God, I'd love a new me. But I just be careful about your stupidity level.
Hey, when we come back, can I get into something? There's some baseball rumors being generated out of St. Louis that I think are worthy of hearing out a little bit, because something that started just a little bit of smoke is taking on new life.
And
there's one Cardinals blog that actually has had the guts to sort of present what other people around St. Louis have just been hinting at. So I want to get into it, because there's some troubling stuff out of St. Louis that probably won't surprise you, but we'll get into it next on The Score.
What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with the 12 days of Cubsmas?
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Starting December 14th, we're replaying the best 12 Cubs games of the season.
No hitter for Arrieta.
John Lester with a beautiful bunt.
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. I have not been this hyped for a Thursday night game in a long time. In fact, I have never been this hyped for a Thursday night game, because the Raiders are back. They're 10-2. They're on top in the AFC. It's been a long time since the Raiders have mattered. In fact, the last time they mattered, Linkin Park mattered. And nothing against the park. You know, they got that one dude who raps and that one dude who screams. Anyway, what this season has proven is the NFL is better when the Raiders are better. But don't tell that to Chiefs fans. They're not happy. In fact, they're bent. They're bitter. They want to know why they're not getting the respect they think they deserve. Well, now's your chance, Chiefs fan. You've got all the advantages. Experience, home field, insanely loud joint. It's all right there for you. The AFC West, a first round bye, possible home field throughout. KC fan, do not blow this. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460, 800-416-4460. Call now.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 25 years ago, 1991.
Number 3.
PM Dawn, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Number 2.
Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman. Number one song this week, 25 years ago in 1991, Michael Jackson, Black or White. It don't matter if you're black
or white. CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Hayward, after signing with the Cubs last year, you've got the voice of reason, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And, of course, where did he come from? Oh, it was the Cardinals. And
he came from the Cardinals. And right now, there have been apparently discussions between the Cardinals and representatives of Dexter Fowler. And an initial offer has been made. There was some reports around 4 years, maybe $60 million. Now, I want to get into this and tell you that I don't know specifically how some of this started or where this comes from. I just found it interesting. I think you will as well. And some of this has been put together by an independent Cardinals blogger at a site called Double Birds, a guy named Chase Woodruff, who wrote this, who seems to be a decent enough, intelligent enough writer. And a lot of this is sourced and sourced through hyperlinks to various things he talks about here. So he says that there are whispers of a roadblock to a potential Fowler deal that have begun cropping up in local St. Louis media. Said Frank Cusimano on his radio show, said there are rumors that Dexter Fowler doesn't want to play for Mike Matheny. A similar thought was expressed by Bernie Miklisch, who's a longtime Louis opinioneer, one of their top sports voices for years at the Post-Dispatch. Derek Gould and Ben Hockman spent a good chunk of the latest Best Podcast in Baseball acknowledging the grumblings and things in the wind with regard to Fowler and alluding to unspecified aspects of the Cardinals' culture that might not be a fit for certain players. These are just rumors, but I'm inclined, says this writer, to think there is some truth to them. Gold, Miklisch, and Cusimano are pros, and while they're naturally being careful about what they say, clearly they have heard something. Frankly, the mere fact that St. Louis's habitually cozy and compliant sports media is relaying a rumor unflattering to the Cardinals suggests that something is pretty serious, as does the fact that Fowler has every incentive not to signal an aversion to a team that's actively bidding for him on the open market. That's an awful lot of smoke in an environment in which there should be no smoke at all for there not to be a fire. Whether or not you think Fowler would be a good signing, these rumors should alarm the hell out of you. Dexter Fowler is not a pariah. He is a well-liked, level-headed veteran with no reputation whatsoever for conflict or controversy. And barring some arcane personal grudge that we're not privy to, whatever he finds repellent about Mike Matheny or the culture he's created in St. Louis is almost certainly something that plenty of other major leaguers will find repellent too. And as plenty have pointed out, given the similarities between Fowler's circumstances and those of his former Cubs teammate Jason Hayward, and that's why, you know, you heard from Jason Hayward right there, that stuff from a year ago, it's possible that at least one already has. And this is where they kind of start to get into this here. So pay careful attention to this because it's well argued. While details as to what exactly Fowler's issues with Matheny might be are in short supply, speculation relates to the nebulously defined divide between baseball's old and new schools. The stodgy button-down Cardinals supposedly on one side, the joyful, freewheeling Cubs on the other. It's plausible, but it feels incomplete. For one thing, such divides are often less acute than trash-talking fans and narrative-hungry journalists make them out to be. And Fowler's no outlier. He's not at all the kind of brash, Yasiel Puig renegade you might expect to be reluctant to join a club with a reputation for dull rigidity. It's Fowler's utter ordinariness as a player and person that makes the rumors so concerning. If it's about fun versus no fun, that suggests Matheny's presiding over a clubhouse environment wildly out of step with what a typical player is comfortable with in 2016 and diametrically opposed to the direction in which the game is clearly trending. So you got that, right?
I know.
Okay, we're set there on that. Now is when at least somebody is willing to confront other things that people around baseball have heard to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Uglier explanations, too, lurk on the margins. The Cardinals are nothing if not a conservative, insular organization, and who's to say they haven't developed a blind spot for some unexplored element of their culture that's grown toxic or otherwise unappealing to outsiders. Matheny and other team leaders are very public about their faith. They have every right to be. But how much institutionalized piety is too much? At what point does the club's inability to acquire and retain African-American players become too consistent a pattern to ignore? If the Cardinals fail to sign Fowler, there'll be an effort to spin the situation as commonplace and value neutral. Some players prefer Madden style, the thinking goes. Plenty of others prefer Matheny's, no big deal. But even assuming a 50-50 split between those categories, this is belied by actual outcomes. The Cubs have had no trouble convincing old school hard asses like John Lackey and John Lester to join Madden's Oberlin drum circle of a baseball team. I love that image. Given that every single defense of Matheny's managerial ability begins and most of them end with his supposed leadership qualities and strong relationships with players, evidence that he's harming the club by driving respected, sought after free agents away would be a major scandal.
That's been the fallback for them.
He's
a great leader of men. He doesn't like the trends, mm-hmm. the stats, all those, but mm-hmm. he's a great leader of men.
Yeah, let's hope the media would treat it like one. This is good. And this is when, especially if you know the media culture in St. Louis, the value of an outsider perspective and an independent blog thought from something that intelligently done is really important. When you can take what guys like Miklisch and Cusumano and Gold and Hockman and these other people, more mainstream media, what they'll hint at and then back away from, this guy, Chase Woodruff, is confronting straight on. And if you talk to anybody in baseball, there's always been kind of like, yeah, the whole thing about the Cardinal way, and it is an insular culture. And Matheny's a rockhead. He really is. It's not just fun or no fun. He's not the brightest guy. And most baseball statistical analysts will point to the number of times throughout the year that he makes their win expectancy lower. The way that he actually manages a team in a way that makes it less likely to win games at a pace that should be alarming. But this stuff, this is different. And I don't know what Hayward has said to Fowler. I know they've had a lot of time together. I know they're friends. But it's the kind of thing where this isn't the first you're hearing about it, I know. It isn't the first that anybody around baseball has heard about this kind of thing, but this is really laying it out.
No, he's under a microscope around, not so much in there because they don't come after him like they should, but he definitely, the hiding behind, well, you know what, he's a great baseball mind. Yeah, he doesn't like the trends, he doesn't like the, you know, the numbers, he doesn't like this, but boy, he can handle. No, we can't! No!
Scoreboard update.
I've heard he's wound very tightly.
Very tight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's another.
Very tight.
Yes. And that obviously does not work well with a lot of players. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team. Hi, Terry. When they return to Wells Ryan Arena. Worried sick. Glad you're back. Love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah, that's
it. We'll go out later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the two of us?
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Join Chicago's Big Ten team. They return to Wells Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6. Single game and family plans are on sale now. NUSports.com. The Lions lead the NFC North, a record of 8-4. That's who coach John Fox and the Bears will take on Sunday.
You know, they've got some good weapons, both in the pass game and in the run game. They choose to pass a little bit more than run, but they're very effective. You know, and then defensively, I think they've settled down. They've become a little bit more bend but don't break. They are 11th in the league as far as points scored.
Bears practicing for that game today. Pernell McPhee and Tracy Porter were on the field. Eddie Royal was not. And we've got Thursday night football on the score. Raiders and Chiefs. Our broadcast is at 7. Winter meetings conclude just outside D.C. today. The Cubs, a Rule 5 selection. They take a pitcher, Caleb Smith. He's a lefty from Milwaukee. The White Sox get right-hander Dylan Covey from the Oakland A's. And the New York Post is reporting today that Aroldis Chapman and the deal that he signed with the Yankees, or has at least agreed to with the Yankees, less money than what he was offered from Miami. They offered him about $1 million more. He took $86 million in 5 years with New York. The Marlins, Dodgers, and Nationals right now are still working on free agent closer Kenley Jansen. All of them are interested. Doug McDermott is coming back from a concussion. He expects to play tonight for the Bulls as they take on the Spurs. Brent Seabrook is out, though, for the Blackhawks tomorrow when they face the Rangers. He has an upper body injury. This update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings. Get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. Only $19.99. Order now at CBSChicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thank you, handsome. And we're discussing the Cardinals a little bit. Nice piece there. And I nice piece, fish. And I think that's been the fallback position. You mentioned how the media in St. Louis is. I dealt with them a long time because they were at all the Illinois games, and, you know, they still believe that. So I know every one of them. At least I did at one point. And there is a protectiveness about how they do their business. But let me just, I can just tell you this, that I don't believe for a second that his great people skills wash away all the other things Mike Matheny doesn't do. Not for a second. And I don't think anybody who's ever played in a clubhouse thinks that either. So you can hide behind it and say, oh, yeah, maybe he doesn't do this, maybe he doesn't do that. This undercurrent that, as far as I know, has been around the Cardinal clubhouse for almost a year now. Almost a year. With this kind of stuff you're talking about here.
Why would you be? And why would, let's just look at the piece, the whole fun versus no fun piece. Mm-hmm. And I love the description of Joe Madden's Oberlin drum circle of a baseball team. Yeah. That once you see the young Cubs, the ebullient Cubs win a World Series doing what they do with a designated party room and not caring what anybody thinks about them and the loud music after wins in April and all of it, why would you ever cleave to the old baseball police stuff ever again, no matter who you are? And I don't know if it rubs off on Lackey and Lester, even though those old school guys
rub off on.
But why would you ever, as an organization, still think, well, they might have done it that way, but our way is better? Whether it comes to attracting free agents or creating a culture, why would you aspire to some sort of oppressive and restrictive, hard-ass culture when you know that the overall, the prevailing winds in this league are against you in that regard? That I don't get.
Some people believe or are believers, some are not. I mean, there's always going to be the other side of the coin and say, oh, wait a minute, that's not what you need to. Look, there are a lot of different ways to do it. I said from the beginning when you hired Joe Madden, that's what you brought here. That's what you got. And that's exactly to a T. Only adding the World Series Championship onto it, failing as they did with the Rays, getting to the series but losing. That's what you have. And that's how he does business. And it doesn't seem to me the Cubs hesitated a second, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Not a second to do it. So, no, I mean, there's different ways. I mean, but this is from like last March. I think this was written about Matheny. And the quote is, and this is in quotes, tension clearly simmering amongst players and a feeling of palpable unease around the clubhouse. And there are a variety of reasons for that, and sometimes you never really find out the underlying reasons until somebody gets fired. But, I mean, this has been going on, this idea of something is not right here, kids, and it's not more to do with the metrics and all. It's just not. It's the entire climate of that thing there, whatever that is, whatever they're doing. And Yeah, he's, look, I don't know where this people person, do you know where this people person stuff from Mike Matheny?
No, I don't.
What are you talking about? What kind of people are you talking about?
And via Twitter here, a Twitter handle called Sir Guy Grand says, Jason Hayward had to quit Twitter because of Cardinal fans. Is that true?
Yes.
He had to remove himself completely from social media because, you know, obviously you'd start to assume certain things from certain elements of every fandom, but you hate for it to be the reasons that you might expect.
Yeah.
And but that is, again, that would be sort of confronting what would be happening externally.
Which... Yeah, I think it's, look, I'm not going to blame. And I, you know, there's a certain always assigning of blame for this, that, or the other stuff that goes wrong. That's normal. That's sports. That's life. But look, I don't think the Cardinals were much good last year. I don't care who was managing. I don't think they were much good. Some promising young players, like a lot of teams have, but nothing really that you could put together. And I wasn't wild about their starting pitch. A lot of things. There's a lot of reasons that team, you know, was really never close to the Cubs. But I don't know how much value to say, well, you know, everybody thinks this guy's an idiot or they don't like him or he's wound too tight, as Chris pointed out. But, yeah, he is all of that. And I don't know that anybody who ever managed would have won with this team. I don't know that. But I just think that if you've got this sort of that you've been listening to this drumbeat for months now and you're running the team, wouldn't you be curious or don't you care? Wouldn't you want to get to the bottom of it? I haven't seen anybody get to the bottom of it, or at least as close to the bottom as you can get.
That's back to the insularity of culture.
Yes.
Right? That's back to, yes, to maybe you're just not as aware of it or incentivized to be as aware of it as some place that has been a little more open and inclusive and, like we say, transparent. 312-644-6767, top of the hour, Greg Gabriel is going to join us. And there's some Bears news where he might have a little bit more inside information on what could be going on with the latest Bears controversy that Bears coaches seem very, very quick to on which to issue non-denial denials. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to get closer to the bottom of that,
let's do that
as well at the top of the hour on the Score.
Get ready for game day on Ghost Bed Bears Fridays on the Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss a minute of Ghost Bed Bears Fridays. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Get around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone.
Brenda Lee had 47 songs charred over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday. Two generations will clash. Calling you out. Millennials versus Gen X.
The millennials, they don't have a clue.
The older generations, they've been brainwashed. I'm calling you
out. Two tribes head to head.
Come on!
In a culture war for the ages.
Go, Gen X! Go, millennials!
I love old people, but I'm gonna beat them.
All new Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
And what's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrity.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
Want to see something entertaining?
Tune in. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, welcome in, boys and girls, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Spent a little time talking about the Cardinals and Dexter Fowler, who seems to be interested, but I'm not sure of that. I don't know that for sure. It probably is. There's never any interest in Dexter Fowler. I knew the minute they got him last year, things are really good. I don't know if he's outlandish about money or what, but I mean, I'd take him, wouldn't you? I mean, for a team that you really don't have all that much going on, and you have a little mix of this and a little mix of that.
Dexter
Fowler seem like a fair choice to you?
Is a 400 on base guy.
Yeah, I mean, am I missing something here?
He's a 400 on base guy who also had one of his best defensive seasons last year in center field,
and is
terrific in the clubhouse. Everybody adores him. You saw the Cubs' reaction when they brought him back unexpectedly.
Yep,
they couldn't have been happier.
I don't quite get it. I see from my aspect, he'd be welcome on my team anytime, any place. Come on aboard, big fella.
And the thing is too, that I don't begrudge him one iota if he just wants to go get paid right now. Look,
no,
the guy,
no.
He just won a ring. He didn't have to come back to the Cubs on a sweetheart deal. He bet on himself, and he won in two ways. He was a key player, a star player in many ways, on a World Series champion, and he had a career year where he's now going to parlay that into generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it.
Absolutely.
And maybe I should hope that he is somewhere where he knows he'd be happier than in St. Louis.
And from my perspective, let me emphasize how much he meant to that team. If you watch that, you understand. You know, sometimes the numbers say one thing, and I'm not really. They meant every bit of it. Every bit of it, including, as you mentioned, the defense. Every bit of it. Now, the Cubs have a very crowded outfield. I get that. Mm-hmm. but I think he's a terrific player and seemingly getting better. Pretty damn good. So I don't know why there didn't be any question. I'd be all over it, especially for a team that's just in. But I would be wary of that team. I'd be, there's something just not quite right. That's what we've been talking about on Boars and Birds. Something not quite right, which is always good news for Cubs fans because I think they're probably tired of it anyway. Although now situations are kind of reversed because I don't see much of the foreseeable future where the Cardinals overtake the Cubs.
No, and very soon, the Cubs, we talked about it, the immediate aftermath of the championship, the Cubs are going to be nationally disliked. Cute,
oh, yeah, sure.
Cute is over.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more cute. And adorable to others can become annoying very, very quickly.
Well, very quickly,
but
yeah.
That's where you want to be.
It's nature of the beast.
It is what you want to be. If you are a Cub fan, you want that team to be resented and reviled because that means the winning hasn't stopped.
Yeah. Look, I've had baseball people over the years tell me that you ain't really nothing until people start to hate you. So if they like you, then that means they've used you. I mean, they don't. And everybody involved with the game. Yeah, when you really get people's attention, they don't like you as much. You're fine when you're lovable losing and you suck and everybody's bad. There's a lot of teams in baseball like that are just bad and nobody has no real enemies because nobody cares. But when you get to that position, you're going to find them. They'll be waiting for you.
In Peoria, Chad is on the score. Hello, Chad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Terry, nice to have you back.
Thank you, my friend.
Nice I am a Cardinal fan from Peoria, Illinois, and kind of 50-50 down here for Peoria or for Cardinals and Cubs. And I think you guys are on point with Mike Matheny. I think he ruined a lot of players. I think Colton Wong is one of them.
How so?
I think it seems that when you bring up a young guy, if you yank him out every time he makes an error and you don't play him the next day because he made one error, and I know it's, you know, professional baseball, but at the same time, he's scared to make a mistake now. He was still a young kid when he came up. And I couldn't agree more with the culture that he's got. I don't believe in the Cardinal way, but, you know, I've been a Cardinal fan all my life. But right now it's hard to be a Cardinal fan when I watch, and they just don't seem to have the chemistry on the field. I was really upset the last couple years. The two things that I was upset about the most with the Cardinals, that they didn't get Joe Maddon, and we didn't get Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, Colton Wong was an interesting, that's not a bad test case because he sort of was a up-and-comer and we love him with him. And the next thing you know, he's sitting on the bench, you can't find him. Where'd he go? Well, I don't know. He's just not, thank you for the call. There's a lot of, a lot of guys do things their own way and he's already sort of established who he is and what he is and he doesn't believe in this. And I don't know if fun's the key to everything. Look, when Joe Torre managed the Yankees, was he a party guy? And I mean, there's a million different ways you can do it. And it just so happens that the trendiest, the best, the hottest, the most fun, the Cubs. That's all. You built a thing with a party room.
Literally a party room.
You have a party room.
Now, we also had some texters point out that even beyond baseball, if you look at the way that companies, large companies are recruiting. And, and we also discussed it when it came to college football and the insane arms race in these practice facilities have to all be whirly ball. Everything is bowling alleys and laser
arms
tag
and helmets
and everything they have to have. It's all toys. So big companies now, you've got foosball and ping pong and all these the break room stuff that used to be that now it's big playrooms because that's what modern workers expect and those kind of amenities and comfort in their jobs. If they want to sit on an exercise ball at their desk, they can sit on an exercise ball.
Yep.
There's all sorts of things that can be done. And it's just baseball is in a lot of places sort of the last bastion of this. Oh, we do it this way because this is the way it's supposed to be done. When you've got a workforce out there that in some ways is going to dictate, that at some point they've got control over their destinies and good players can choose to go elsewhere. And when you are in the market, when there is a need, I don't know why would somebody want to go be a part of that if somebody else is saying, hey, it's happier here. Because they can't just say, look, all this winning. That's fine. But when somebody else is doing the winning and built the party room, That looks a lot better.
Yeah, and you see, you're right about the idea that you're gonna, because nobody begrudged the Cubs that when they got it, because you know everybody knew they were a good young team, but I don't know how many people believed they were going to be as great as they were, but I mean I think there's now they will be, whatever you can pick at, whatever nit you can pick at and look at it and say, oh my God, what the hell is this? You built a party room. It was a key part of what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know how many. Does anybody else have a party room? A party room?
With a special drain in the floor.
Yes.
Because just to drain away everything, it gets poured over everybody. For regular season wins.
Yeah, that's something you go, okay, fine. But now that you're winning, see, then it becomes a little bit of people look at it and say, yeah. And I look at it and say, no, they knew. No. You got Joe Madden. It's party time, and they brought the great baseball with it. But yeah, that would be a source of irritation. You're going to like, what is it with this deal? They built the thing with it. Yeah, they did, and they used it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, even just the party room. It's also the sports bar and day spa they live in, and there's electric guitars attached to amps there, just mm-hmm. so you can pick up and just start ripping out power cords if you want. I mean, you're just there's impromptu jam sessions there, and this is the corporate term, according to a texter from the 224. He said these recreational areas are referred to as third places because businesses believe that's where culture and community are developed.
Ah, okay.
Cardinals right. Don't want any of your culture and community. And we want football talk with Greg Gabriel. He's got some very
looking forward to
interesting
it.
Inside information on the big Bears topic du jour, among other things. So keep it here. You have the score.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1. The Bears are 3-9 and now take on the Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot at the season sweep? We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
Out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap because, look, you know what it is. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And please tell them the score. Sentient loves you very much.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name dipped tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friend.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans.